Live Oak Mysteries presents Sammy Keyes and the Wild Things by Gwendolyn Van Dronen. Read by Tara Sands. Prologue. Summer's supposed to be a time of freedom. Freedom from school, from homework, from junior high head games. Freedom to hang out with your friends without adults constantly hovering around, telling you what to do. But it seemed like school had barely let out when all my friends suddenly flew the coop. Marissa's family went to Las Vegas. Again. Holly took off on some road trip in a motorhome, and Dot went to Holland to visit her grandparents. Holland! Me? I was left trapped in this freak fest of a town, in an old folks' apartment where I live with my grandmother, next door to a whale of a woman who has supersonic hearing and the charming habit of falling off her toilet. I was desperate to get away. The trouble is, when you're desperate, you do dumb things. When you're desperate, you might as well face it. You're doomed. 1. If Marissa or Holly or Dot had been around, I wouldn't have been thinking about Casey Acosta at all. But since they weren't around, and since Casey does qualify as a friend, even though he's my arch-enemy Heather's brother. Okay, I admit it. He had crossed my mind. More than once. Partly that was because I'd seen him at the mall a couple of times during the first few days of summer break. Marissa was with me the first time, and she practically choked my arm off with her grip when she spotted him coming out of Sports Center.